I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Brian DeAugustine. He's superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. We talked about his recent trip to Lansing, where he was testifying on behalf of Senate Bill 390, authored by State Senator Tom Casperson. It looks to earmark $500,000 of annual revenue from a tax imposed on low-grade iron ore to local intermediate school districts where the mines are located. We found out more about the testimony from Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools.
Senator Casperson actually put the bill together. It involves Cleveland Cliffs, as the Empire Mine is in permanent idle status. And so he reached out to Bob Nardi from Marisa and I to come down and testify before the House Natural Resources Committee. Mm-hmm. We testified before the Senate back in November, and then it moved to the House after it passed through the Senate. And he asked if we could go down and speak to the House members. It's a package that, you know, certainly Cliffs is doing it because it's good for their business, and that's good for the area because we want Cleveland Cliffs to be a good, viable industry here, especially on the west end of the county.
What are they looking to do with this particular legislation?
What it would do is it would take $8 million and it would ensure that money stays here locally. $7.5 million would be set aside if, you know, heaven forbid, anything environmentally came up in the future, you know, after the mine is whatever status it gets to, you know, 20, 30 years down the road. Mm-hmm. To make sure that there's some environmental protections there. But then it also sets aside $500,000 for Marquette County schools. And of course, Nice Community Schools having a big piece of the, Cleveland operations, and now with Lundin and Eagle with the Humboldt Processing Mill.
Sure.
That some of that set aside would come to Nice Community Schools. And there's been some pushback against that because it would affect how much money is distributed across the state. But of that $500,000, you know, the entire statewide school aid package is $18 billion. Billion with a B.
Right.
And already, you know, about $700 million of that is sent to colleges and universities that are publicly funded. $300 million is sent to Detroit Public Schools, which obviously has had some issues over the years. So, you know, our argument has been that industry exists here. They're taking that ore out from underneath our feet, and our, you know, kids, their families are working in that industry. So it makes sense to us, obviously, because schools don't have an opportunity to capture revenue often, that money would stay here locally.
So the legislation is to allocate an $8 million line item that would have the majority of it, $7.5 million, toward the environmental management of whatever happens to that particular mine,
right,
in Marquette County. But $500,000 of that funding would go to Marquette County Schools. That's like, is that all of them that you're looking at?
Yes. From my understanding, the way the bill is written, Marquette area public schools would see some of that money. Nice Community Schools, Negaunee Public Schools, Ishpeming Public Schools, and Gwynn Community Schools.
Well, how did the testimony go? What was your general feeling of the tenor of the committee?
You know, it seemed pretty positive. Representative named Vanderwall, who has really nothing to do with UP. I think he's out of Macomb County. He really kind of helped us out, you know, as we were being questioned. It's just like you see on TV. You sit there and there's a big panel of representatives up there, and you know, we make some opening statements and then open it up for questions. And he seemed very happy with the state of UP schools. He said he's paid attention to that a little bit. And we went through some of the finances of Nice Community Schools. And, you know, we're certainly not a rich district by any means, but I think UP schools in general manage their finances fairly well. We do what the state asks us to do, which is to be fiscally conservative, but at the same time be progressive with the programs that we offer our kids, and to put the money that we do see from the state and local governments back in front of our students. So this money would make an immediate and positive impact on the kids of Marquette County.
We're speaking with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools, about his testimony in Lansing with this proposed legislation. Let's be honest here, though. We're talking about an $8 million allocation, $500,000 of it going to all Marquette County schools, or at least several of them. This isn't a lot of money. Where's the pushback coming from?
Yeah, in the scope of things, you know, it's really just decimal dust against the entire state allocation of that $18 billion. There are some arguments about fairness. You know, points have been made about, well, what about the other two, you know, 82 counties in Michigan and their impact? But, you know, as I mentioned, we see that all the time. The $300 million, for instance, that's earmarked to Detroit Public Schools, I mean, that's taken out of the school aid fund and given to a specific district to try to help it dig its way out of, you know, this financial difficulty they find themselves in. In this case, isn't what's happening with Marquette County schools.
Yeah, you're not looking at using this to sort of shore up or supplement schools in trouble. You're looking to use this for continued programming and services, especially like in your district.
Absolutely. And, you know, with Empire's idling, for instance, at Nice Community Schools, you know, we've had upwards of 29 students leave the area because their families had to go and find work because they were out of a job, you know, unfortunately, because of the layoffs of Empire Mine. So we've already seen, you know, about over $200,000 leave our district because the students have exited and they've gone to, you know, states like Indiana or Minnesota or, you know, downstate to find work. And this is just helps us maintain the programming that we already have in existence.
That's the comments of Brian DeAugustine. He's the superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.